a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Senate Commerce and Energy. As we meet today on Tuesday, the 17th of January, the fifth legislative day. Thursday, thank you. We were supposed to meet on Tuesday, and it is the 19th. Thank you. I'd like to welcome those listening on the Internet again. And our page of the day is Kimberly Welter from Presho and Lyman High School. Cooper Garnis, thank you for being with us. We appreciate that, as well as the other staff and committee members that are here. Remind everybody to turn off cell phones, pagers, anything that makes noise. We would appreciate it. And with that, I will remind Lois that this is Commerce and Energy. And ask and ask her to call the roll, please.
Adelstein. Buell.
Here.
Johnston.
Here.
Lederman.
Here.
Rave.
Here.
Nygaard.
Here.
Nelson.
Here.
There is a quorum.
Thank you. One other piece of fun business. It is Senator Buell's birthday today. And I would ask everybody to sing to her. However, I've heard her sing, and we would pale in comparison. She has great pipes, but happy birthday, Angie.
Thank you.
And, okay, just a reminder of everybody, please sign in if you intend to testify so we have the record complete and correct. And with that, I would open up consideration of Senate Bill 32. Proponent testimony for Senate Bill 32. I'm sorry, we forgot the minutes. Go ahead and sit down, Mr. Moses. I would entertain a motion to approve the minutes of our previous meeting.
Second.
Motion by Rave, second by Lederman, to approve the minutes of our previous meeting. Any discussion? Those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Thank you. Now, Senate Bill 32, Mr. Moses.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Randy Moses, Division of Insurance, Department of Labor and Regulation. Senate Bill 32 updates our current law dealing with suitability requirements for annuities. We had passed this legislation a number of years ago, and since then, the National Association of Insurance Commissioners, or NAIC, updated the model on which our prior legislation was based upon, and so that was the factor in us seeking to update our current suitability laws to bring it into conformance with the current NAIC standards. Specifically, what this bill does is, first of all, shifts some of the burden. The law as it exists right now puts a number of the suitability requirements as far as oversight on general agents. The bill as proposed would shift that to the insurance companies. So it kind of puts it to a different level. Also, there's some enhanced consumer protections here. There's much stronger protections for consumers as far as making sure that the sales for annuities are suitable. There's some enhanced requirements as far as what needs to be gathered for information on an annuity application. There is requirements for agent training for annuities that was not there before. And also we're updating to the new federal standards. The old law references the outdated securities regulator, NASD, and FINRA is the new securities regulator, so we need to update the cross-reference there as well. This is one of those pieces of legislation where I think we have a win-win situation. Something the industry supports because we have a uniform thing that they're doing in other states where this allows them to keep the same system in South Dakota that they're doing elsewhere. But also consumers get the benefit of enhanced protection. So I think we have a win-win situation here. I am aware that American Council of Life Insurers does have an amendment they're going to offer, and just for the sake of expediency, I'll mention that we consider that a friendly amendment. And with that, I'll stand by for questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Moses. Further proponent testimony for Senate Bill 32. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Justin Smith here testifying today on behalf of the American Council of Life Insurers, a national organization that promotes the interest of life insurance companies nationwide. ACLI does support SB 32. The bill as Mr. Moses indicated, does try to bring South Dakota's legislation more in line with the NAC guidelines nationwide. We thank the Division of Insurance for bringing this bill. Comparing the bill as it sits before you to the NAC model language, NAIC model language, we notice one piece of important language missing. ACLI worked with the Division of Insurance and came up with the friendly amendment that's now been passed out to you. The amendment, as you can see, adds language to the end of line 14 on page 10 of the bill, or the violation was not part of a pattern or practice. Essentially what this does, it's intended to grant an additional level of scrutiny to the commissioner when making determinations under that part of the bill. The discretion and the decision-making authority are still in the hands of the commissioner. It just grants another option to the commissioner in deciding whether to impose the penalties. We see it as helping those insurance companies who are making every effort to prevent bad practices, but a bad sale can sometimes happen even the most careful insurance company, basically. This amendment simply allows the commissioner to consider whether this is a pattern or practice of the insurance company as opposed to an isolated incident. It does not restrict the commissioner or limit his authority in making these decisions. It just grants him more latitude for the benefit, basically, of those insurance companies that are, like I said, making every effort to prevent violations. I can stand by for any questions, and thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Smith. Additional proponent testimony for Senate Bill 32. Any other proponent testimony for Senate Bill 32? Are there opponents for Senate Bill 32? Any opposition testimony for Senate Bill 32? If not, I will close for testimony and open it up to committee questions, discussions, actions on the amendment. Senator Nygaard.
I would move Amendment 32A.
Second. Motion by Nygaard, second by Buell for Amendment 32A. Discussion. Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. 32 is amended. Further discussion, questions on 32 as amended.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Nygaard.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Could I have Mr. Moses come back to the stand? Mr. Chairman. Mr. Moses, I see that on page 10, beginning at line 16, your bill would strike 5833A-21, which in the past or currently requires the general agent and the independent agency to adopt a certain system and make written procedures and written reports designed to assist in detecting and preventing violations of other sections. And it goes on to delete on page 11, most of that is deletions from 1 through 17, and then again. So this is repealing the old law. What in this new, if this were passed, what provides for the consumer protection in terms of review and reports that this seems to be striking on these two pages?
If I may, yes. Earlier in the bill, Senator, there are a number of provisions that shifts that. That was when I talked earlier. I mentioned we were getting rid of the onus on the general agents, and this is for the striking section. And then earlier, you'll see beginning in sections. Let me see the white section here. Well, sections 3 through approximately 7. Those are the new requirements on the insurers for the proper oversight of the sales from an annuity suitability perspective. And you'll see that the insurer has to do this and that. They're the ones responsible for oversight. They have to make sure that the sales are suitable. They're taking over the role that formerly was more or less put on the general agent.
Thank you.
Further questions for Senate Bill 32 as amended? Thank you, Mr. Moses. Committee discussion on 32. Questions? Comments? Action? Senator Rave.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move to pass as amended.
Motion by Rave, second by Buell. Senate Bill 32 with due pass as amended. Discussion on the motion? Hearing none then. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed vote nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Buell?
Aye.
Johnston?
Aye.
Lederman?
Aye.
Rave?
Aye.
Nygaard?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Unanimous.
32A as amended is passed. We'll go to the floor. Thank you. I was remiss earlier. We are deferring Senate Bill 35 to the 26th. It's a PUC bill, and apparently they are all out of town or busy, and they'll be back on the 26th. We'll take testimony on Senate Bill 35. Senate Bill 33 provides the exemptions for insurance agent continuing education. Proponent testimony for Senate Bill 33, Mr. Schreiber.
Morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Merle Schreiber of the Division of Insurance. I do have an amendment that's being passed around, and if I may, Mr. Chairman, address both the bill and the amendment at the same time.
Please.
The amendment you have in front of you, committee members, is a title correction. I guess it's changed, but it's more of a correction than anything. We had several drafts of the bill, and the incorrect one, calling it continued education, was the one that was actually dropped. And the title should say, an act to clarify the exemptions for insurance agent examinations. This is more or less a cleanup bill to correct an incorrect cross-reference in the insurance licensing chapter, which we are trying to follow the NEIC model. And in that chapter, there's a reference that attorneys and travel agents must take the insurance examination. Unless it's this committee's wish to have all attorneys take an insurance examination, I can live with that, but I'm sure I'm getting daggers behind me at this particular point. But at this, the intent was never, when the statute was rewritten, was never to exempt or not to exempt attorneys and travel agencies from the insurance examination. The bill simply maintains the status quo and is consistent with the original intent of the statute. So with that, Mr. Chairman, I'll stand by for questions.
Thank you, Mr. Schreiber. Further proponent testimony for Senate Bill 33. Any additional testimony for Senate Bill 33? Is there opposition testimony for Senate Bill 33? Opponent testimony for 33? Hearing none, I'll close to testimony and open up for committee questions or action on the amendment. Senator Nygaard.
I would move Amendment 33 JTA.
Motion by Nygaard, second by Rave. Amendment 33 JTA. Discussion on the motion. Hearing none. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Thank you. 33 is amended. Discussion on 33 as amended. Senator Nygaard.
Move do pass.
Motion Nygaard, second Johnston, do pass 33 as amended. Discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Buell?
Aye.
Johnston?
Aye.
Lederman?
Aye.
Rave?
Aye.
Nygaard?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Unanimous.
33 as amended is voted do pass and will be sent to the floor.
Mr. Chairman?
Senator Nygaard.
Move consent.
Motion Nygaard, second Johnston, consent for 33. Discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion carried. Thank you. 33 is on the consent calendar. Senate Bill 34 revises certain provisions and deletes certain obsolete provisions pertaining to the Department of Labor and Regulation.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen of the committee. My name is Nathan Lucas with the Department of Labor and Regulation. Here to discuss Senate Bill 34, which is the department's product from the governor's red tape reform. As I'm sure you're all aware, the governor charged each department with taking a good look at all of its code sections and administrative rules and getting rid of any unnecessary regulation and streamlining or clarifying in any way possible. And the bill before you is our efforts in that regard. I will, as you notice, it's rather lengthy. I will skim over the, a lot of the general stuff, and then I'll hit on what I would consider the meat and potatoes of the bill. And if anybody has any specific questions, I'm happy to answer them at that time. A large portion of the bill is primarily cleanup, removing outdated cross-references, cleaning up verbiage, removing three or four grandfather clauses that have the passage of time has lapsed, and they're essentially just taking up space at this point. With that being said, I'll get into the more substantive changes. Sections 4 through 9 repeals 51A, 238 through 43, which are various unused banking statutes. These statutes were enacted in the 1980s during the savings and loan crisis with the intent of drawing out-of-state bank holding companies to purchase South Dakota banks. However, nothing of the sort happened, and they have sat unused since they were enacted. Sections 10, 18, 20, and 24 all shift the approval authority from the Banking Commission to the Director of Banking. This is sort of a cleanup. In 2008, Senate Bill 17 and Senate Bill 85 did the same thing, and these statutes, I guess, were missed. And the reason for doing that is the Banking Commission is only required to meet twice a year. So when they have the approving authority, stuff gets backlogged. People submitting applications are waiting. By allowing the Director of Banking to approve, it expedites the process and then also frees up the Banking Commission to be the appellate authority if anybody is aggrieved by the decision of the director. Section 12 is another banking statute which related to the approval of voting trust agreements, which, again, is just an unnecessary, outdated, not used statute that's sitting on the books. Part of Section 20, which I touched on, that it removed the authority, approving authority to the director, also allows for the conversion of an LLC to a corporation or a corporation to an LLC with just one application. The current process would require two applications. If you were currently an LLC, you would have to apply for the corporation and then would have to submit a second application to apply to merge or convert the move the LLC to the corporation. So this statute just allows businesses to do it in one application. They can create the corporation and shift all at once and not go through two different steps to do the same thing. Section 29 repeals 54.14.22, which is essentially an outdated requirement. That was a previous requirement under federal regulation. The SAFE Act in 2009 removed that requirement, so it's no longer necessary. Sections 32 through 37 get into insurance, and these cover what we consider unnecessary, I guess, micromanaging of the insurance business. They require certain vouchers to be filed, and also that the payment be made on drafts or checks, which with today's technology precludes the use of electronic payments, which are becoming more and more common. So we don't feel any of these statutes are necessary. They unnecessarily micromanage the insurers. Sections 38 through 54 covers the entire chapter of legal expense insurance, which is non-existent in South Dakota. This chapter was enacted in 1988. It's never been used. None of these statutes ever been amended. This product simply isn't offered in South Dakota. The only thing we have on the sort is prepaid legal services, which are not regulated. So, again, just another chapter in the code that is not being used. Section 55 amends 61-3-14, which is an unemployment statute, and all it does is allow the dissemination of the information by other means, or most likely electronic, email, internet, as opposed to the requirement to print and mail. And Section 59 directs Code Council to reorganize Chapters 61-1, 61-5, and 61-6 in the Unemployment Code. These chapters or titles have been changed over time, and they're more or less discombobulated. It's very tough for the individuals using the titles to navigate through and find what they need. So essentially all this is doing is having Code Council reorganized. Nothing's being changed, just shifting the order so it flows naturally. That covers the bulk of these substantive changes. Like I said, the majority of the other stuff is cleanup. If there are any specific questions, I'd be more than happy to answer them at this time. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Lucas. At this time, I'll ask for any additional proponent testimony for Senate Bill 34. Any additional or other proponent testimony for Senate Bill 34? Hearing none, is there opponent testimony to Senate Bill 34? Anyone in opposition to Senate Bill 34? Hearing none, then, I will open up for committee questions or discussion. Senator Nygaard.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Lucas, if I could ask you a question. Mr. Chairman? Mr. Lucas, on page 26, section 55, I see, as you enumerated, that rather than print out these reports of title, administrative rules promulgated, etc., and distribute them to the public, now it'll be like on a website or something available for research?
Mr. Chair?
Mr. Lucas?
Yes, sir. That is correct. And we currently have all this information available on our website, and it would not preclude us from printing and mailing if the individual requests that. It just gives us the option to not have to print and mail.
Follow-up.
Senator Nygaard.
And this enhancement of efficiency, have you made any forecast on what that would save government, the cost of government?
Mr. Chair.
Mr. Lucas.
There have been no specific studies done. My inclination would be to say it would be minimal, that we're not receiving a ton of these requests anyway, so I wouldn't expect any substantial impact. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Further questions? Senator Buell, Mr. Lucas.
Mr. Lucas, I'm looking at Section 32, which has to do with the insurance vouchers. Can you give me an idea of what the vouchers might relate to in terms of insurance transactions?
Mr. Chair, if I may have,
you might,
Mr. Moses may be better suited to give you the mechanics of that and how it was used.
Thank you, Senator. First of all, this chapter that we're dealing with strictly applies to domestic insurance companies. And these vouchers were, you know, the things when insurance company need to, you know, make, you know, transactions with various parties, with outside vendors for various services and that kind of thing. You know, they had some very specific requirements on how these vouchers were to be treated. Well, obviously they're, can handle their business without having us look at that level of detail, and that's the reason why we recommended repealing those sections.
Thank you.
Further questions on Senate Bill 34? There's no questions. I'll open up for committee discussion or action. Senator Rave.
I would move due pass.
Motion by Rave, second by Buell, due pass on Senate Bill 34. Discussion on the motion?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Only that I appreciate Mr. Lucas's lengthy explanation. It is a large bill, and as I think as we approach a lot of these repeals this year, it's our job to be thoughtful about how we move through those bills and make sure we're not taking away our regulatory ability that was put in place, but still make it easier for business to do their job. So I thank him for his explanation and would encourage your support.
Thank you, Senator. Further, Senator Nygaard?
Thank you. I just want to add to that I find it very heartening to see a 26-page bill reducing laws and making government more efficient and streamlined. And I also find it good that we didn't see any opposition to this by those affected areas, from banking to insurance to the other areas that were covered. So with that, I'm very much in favor of this.
Further discussion? Hearing none, then, the motion on the floor is do pass on Senate Bill 34. Those in favor will say aye, those opposed will say nay, and the Secretary will call the roll.
Buell?
Aye.
Johnston?
Aye.
Lederman?
Aye.
Rave?
Aye.
Nygaard?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Unanimous.
Senate Bill 34 is sent to the floor with do pass motion.
Move consent.
Motion by Nygaard, second by Buell, to place this on the consent calendar. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all those in favor of putting 34 on the consent calendar say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. No. I think we need to talk about it a little bit. Yeah, okay. I would have given you that heads up. Yeah, I think we need to talk about a 30-page bill. Okay. Okay. We're deferring Senate Bill 35 to the 26th, so that brings us to Senate Bill 50. Revise the permissible use of cigarette fire safety standard act fund. Senate Bill 50, proponent testimony. Good morning.
Morning, Mr. Chairman, members of committee. Paul Merriman, Department of Public Safety. Through Senate Bill 50, the Department of Public Safety is seeking approval to use the Fire Safe Cigarette Fund for fire prevention activities and public education. Currently, the fund may only be used for administration of the Fire Safe Cigarette Program. And just to give you a little background, the department currently expends about $15,000 each year to administer this fund, leaving about $35,000 a year for fire prevention activities and education if the law were to be changed to allow for those uses. In fiscal year 2012, the department, as part of its budget reductions, eliminated a general fund program which used to provide payments to fire departments for training activities. This program is an example of one that could be reinstated using the Fire Safe Cigarette Standard Act Fund if the bill were passed. Other examples that we're looking at as far as activities would be to continue to fund pub ed, purchasing materials for school and daycare children during Fire Prevention Week, and provide specialized training activities for South Dakota first responders through district fire schools and state fire schools. The certification fees paid under the Standard Act amount to $150,000 every 3 years. The first fees under this act were remitted in January 2011, and the current fund balance as of January 18th is of 2012 is $135,898. And that's a brief overview of the bill and in our intent, and I'd stand by for any questions.
Thank you, Mr. Merriman. If you just want, is there additional proponent testimonies for Senate Bill 50? Any other proponent testimony for Senate Bill 50? Is there opponent testimony to Senate Bill 50? Anyone in opposition to Senate Bill 50? Hearing none, I will close to testimony and open up for committee questions or discussion or action.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Johnston.
Quick question, please, of the proponent.
Mr. Merriman.
Thank you for coming back up. No. Why do we necessarily need to codify what I would consider a management decision within the Department of Public Safety and in the distribution of these funds?
I'm not sure, I guess, that I'm equipped to answer the question.
maybe even to simplify it even more, couldn't this be accomplished in rule versus law?
I don't believe so, the way the current statute is written, but the way it looks, without approval through this means, I don't believe we'd have the ability to spend that money for anything else other than the administration of that Fire Safe Cigarette chapter.
Okay. Thank you.
Any additional questions for Mr. Merriman? Further discussion on Senate Bill 50.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Nygaard.
I move to pass.
Motion by Nygaard, second by Rave, do pass on Senate Bill 50. Discussion on the motion?
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Nygaard.
Thank you. Well, I would like to move forward with this, but with the caveat that I would like to have the proponent provide us with a little more information before this goes to the floor so that we can develop a discussion on the floor if need be. So I would take on that burden if that's all right with the committee, if we do pass it. And so, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Further discussion on Senate Bill 50, do pass motion. Hearing none then, all in favor of do pass on Senate Bill 50 will say aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Buell.
Aye.
Johnston.
Aye.
Lederman. Rave?
Aye.
Nygaard?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Unanimous.
Senate Bill 50, receiving a due pass motion from the committee, is sent to the floor. And Mr. Merriman and Senator Nygaard, if you would communicate and try to answer Senator Johnson's question as well. And Senator Nygaard, I'll let you take this in caucus and on the floor. Senate Bill 51. Eliminate an obsolete reference to the Division of Commercial Inspection and Regulation. Mr. Merriman, welcome back.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Members of the committee, Senate Bill 51 is just a cleanup bill. It eliminates an obsolete reference to the Division of Commercial Inspection and Regulation, replacing it with a correct reference to the Department of Public Safety. The bill also makes style and form updates recommended by LRC. That's a brief overview of the bill. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Merriman. Are there any questions of Mr. Merriman? Are there any other proponent testimony for Senate Bill 51? Proponent testimony for 51. Is there opponent testimony to Senate Bill 51? Any opponent testimony to Senate Bill 51? If not, I will close to testimony, open it up for committee questions, discussion, and or action.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Rave.
I would move due pass.
Second.
Moved by Rave, second by Johnston, due pass on Senate Bill 51. Discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all those in favor then say aye. Those opposed say nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Buell.
Aye.
Johnston.
Aye.
Lederman.
Aye.
Rave.
Aye.
Nygaard.
Aye.
Nelson.
Aye.
Unanimous.
Senate Bill 51, unanimously sent to the floor.
Mr. Chair.
Move consent.
Senator Johnston.
I move consent.
Second.
Moved by Johnston, second by Nygaard for this to be placed on the consent calendar. Discussion on the motion. Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Thank you. 51 is on the consent calendar. That concludes our business for the day. Committee, anything else to come before us? Hearing none, I would entertain a motion to adjourn. Motion to adjourn by Johnston, second by Buell. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Thank you. Thank you all.